Welcome to our special weekend show, Sunday Uncensored. Every week, we produce four uncensored episodes of the TimCast IRL podcast exclusively at TimCast.com, and we're going to bring you the most important for our weekend show. If you want to check out more segments just like this, become a member at TimCast.com. Now, enjoy the show. Margaret Sanger was the, she founded Planned Parenthood, right? And she was a eugenicist, right?
Yes, Margaret Sanger was an open eugenicist. She spoke in front of a Klan meeting for women, and she also repeatedly said that she had what was known, we can't see this on YouTube, but I'm quoting the name of it. It was called the Negro Project. This was an actual project she had and named, and the idea was to produce the black population. And she said that they needed to work with black leaders in their communities to convince the people to sterilize themselves to not reproduce.
The fuck?
Was Margaret Sanger a racist?
Negro project.
Blah, 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 blah. She was a eugenicist.
You can read your own quotes.
From books.
Yep.
Well, you know, the left always talks about how they're on the right side of history, which is interesting because all of their predictions turn out to be wrong after 6 months, so that's a little bit strange. But also with Margaret Sanger, she was a eugenicist because all of the early progressives were. Their movement was in favor of eugenics.
NPR says fake news.
Well, NPR got us.
It's possible that just like Bill Gates, she doesn't want to reduce the population. She wants to slow the growth. Because this says that it's about she wanted to spread awareness of contraception to lower poverty rates in the South.
So Margaret
Sanger, she was a eugenicist. NPR says she was, but not in the way Tucker Carlson is implying.
She was like, you know, like a good kind of eugenicist. Yeah. Like, not like a mean kind, like Tucker said.
They're saying eugenics is a discipline championed by prominent scientists, but now widely debunked, that promoted good breeding and aimed to prevent poor breeding. This idea was the human race could be bettered through encouraging people with traits like intelligence, hard work, and cleanliness to reproduce. Eugenics was taken to its horrifying extreme during the Holocaust. Oh, she just wanted to abort certain babies because she wanted to promote good breeding.
It was a discipline.
Yeah, it was a discipline. Oh. It was just like the discipline that she was one of the forerunners of, which led to the Holocaust. That's no big deal.
I have a conspiracy theory.
I want to hear it.
So, Helena, you mentioned that Planned Parenthood gave you these pills.
Injections, but yes.
Injections?
Yeah.
Holy shit, I thought it was pills. So wait, you were injecting yourself?
Yeah.
Wow, like right to your veins or what?
In the muscle, yeah, thigh. Yeah.
So how fast does that happen? Like it takes effect right away, you're just like,
No. It's kind of like, you do it to like maintain the testosterone levels.
I was wondering if, I mean, these things lead to infertility. Planned Parenthood just seems to generally want there to be less people.
I mean, yeah, it does lead to infertility. Like, I didn't have that because I wasn't on it for long enough. But if a woman is on testosterone for enough years, like, her organs, her reproductive organs will start to die inside her body.
What about a dude? Will his balls shrivel up?
I don't think it's as much of an issue with men. But I know for women, it's like you have the ovaries, you have the uterus, and they need the hormones to stay alive. If they don't have the hormones, they start to atrophy.
I said this before. I think I was saying it to you, Seamus. I think I said it on the members only, because I don't know if YouTube would allow us to say something like this, but like all of these parents that are sterilizing their kids are just excising their genes from the gene pool. So I have to wonder if, you know, these organizations, like, and I'm saying I have to wonder, Media Matters, I know you're watching. I have to say it. Are there people who are like, stupid people will remove themselves from the gene pool?
I mean, it's sad. I'm not sure if that's it as much as they just generally want to promote sexually depraved lifestyles and...
No, that's too comic book one-dimensional.
I don't think it's comic one-dimensional. I think that these are people who consider themselves to be sexually liberated. And so they say, oh, well, I am acting in favor of the movement of sexual liberation by taking the next step. But yeah, by allowing people to sterilize themselves. What's more interesting to me is that Margaret Sanger very clearly wanted to reduce the black population. She founded an organization called Planned Parenthood, and to this day, they disproportionately target the black community for abortions and contraceptives.
Well, you say reduce the population. Are you implying that she wanted to slow the growth of the population, or that she wanted to kill off a bunch of them?
Margaret Sanger said she wanted to weed the human garden. So make of that what you will. She also preceded the Nazis. She gave them all their ideas. She thought that only smart people should have babies, which... whatever, make of that what you will. She thought that only the best and brightest among us should be able to reproduce, and she thought that having children was a burden on women. So make of all of that what you will. And I genuinely think that she was truly racist. And when you look at the fact that PolitiFact fact checked the fucking fact that more black babies were aborted than born in New York City in 2015 and in 2018, there was an article written about this in the Wall Street Journal by Jason, I forget what his name was, Jason Riley. The fact is that Planned Parenthood specifically targets low-income black women.
Look at this.
Yep, and I'll hold on. I want to mention this.
I got that pulled up.
Sanger's own words in an article titled A Better Race Through Birth Control. Mm. Within this article, she wrote, given birth control, the unfit will voluntarily eliminate their kind.
Oof.
So this is why I bring this up, because when I hear that Planned Parenthood, without question, gave you testosterone, I mean, that sounds like what they're doing. They're trying to find people who are willing to sterilize themselves.
Yeah.
So instead of going, they used to do this thing back in the day with eugenics where they'd be like, we'll give you $500 to get your tubes tied. Because if you didn't have the means to support yourself, you would take the money and then sterilize yourself or make it impossible for you to have kids. And that's what they wanted. Now it seems like these people figured out an easier way. Just trick people into doing it. If they're stupid enough to do it, they'll do it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, so for example, the person at Planned Parenthood who gave you hormones, I don't think that they were necessarily thinking, I don't want this person to reproduce. I think they were thinking, I am acting in favor or I am, you know, acting in the interest of like sexually liberating this person. And in a very twisted way, they saw themselves as someone who was advocating for you. But it is true that the end result is that it could have rendered you infertile.
Yeah, it could have. And I think, like, when I look back on it, I think they were definitely having, like, a savior complex about it. Because I just remember, like, the tone of these women talking to me. They're like, you know what? We're going to give you your testosterone without blood work. And I was like, yay! And they just, like, you know, we had this, like, moment together, and it was just, like, they clearly were, like, feeling something.
Can't that trigger, like blood thickening and, like, heart attacks and strokes?
Yes.
That's amazing.
That's, well, you know, I was told that Planned Parenthood makes women safer. I was told that if we cut funding for Planned Parenthood, then women aren't going to be able to get medical treatment that they need. I was told that they care oh so much about ensuring that women are cared for. That's what I've always been told.
Yeah,
I think just like with slavery, the best slaver will have the slaves willingly become slaves and enjoy being slaves and do it of their own volition. That getting people to sterilize themselves, you want them to want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you become a villain.
I mean, look at Bill Gates when he's like, if we do enough good work, we can reduce the population growth by 15%. He actually said that in a TED Talk. And so people then accuse him of being a eugenicist or of wanting to kill people, and all the fact checkers are like, false. He just wants there to be less people in 10 years, which means what? Don't have babies. How do you make it so people don't have babies?
Well, part of what's so horrific is that this kind of anti-human rhetoric is not only acceptable, it's lauded. I believe that a person who says something like, there should be fewer people, or we need to slow the growth of our population, or we need to reduce the population by 15%, should be treated just as bad, if not worse, than someone who makes that exact same statement, but targeting a specific racial group.
Not population
I understand
growth.
That, but imagine if someone got on stage and they selected a specific minority group and they said, if we really work together, we can prevent the growth of this minority group by 15%.
Right.
I mean, isn't that what she...
That's what she said, but what I'm saying is, the fact is, what Bill Gates is saying is also horrific, because that kind of genocidal rhetoric does not become moral because you extend it to everybody.
No, he's not saying reduce the population. Population. He said reduce population growth by 15%.
No, I know, and I would say I would still argue that's genocidal rhetoric. I think if you were to say that about a specific minority group, that you wanted to slow their population growth by 15%, it would be called genocidal rhetoric. And I don't want to draw a distinction here and say because you've applied that to everyone, it's now acceptable.
Yeah, he's using vaccines to control population growth. I don't understand what that means, to be honest.
Yeah.
So Bill Gates... So here we go. PolitiFact says false. Bill Gates talked about using vaccines to control population growth in an unedited 2010 TED Talk.
I hear him say that.
Bill Gates didn't say he wanted to use vaccines to reduce the population. Bill Gates and Melinda Gates have repeatedly said that increased access to vaccines and healthcare around the world would reduce child mortality and allow families to decide to have fewer children. That would slow the population growth rate. That makes no fucking sense.
Oh, because their child was more likely to die, that they would... The vaccines and making the child less likely to die means that they try to have less babies because there's more of a success rate.
Well, also, I want to say this. Look, if you went on record saying something like this, you just don't get to be the vaccine guy after that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you didn't mean it that way. People are taking it out of context. You just don't get to be the vaccine guy after that. Why would you? And why would you scold people for not trusting somebody who was on record saying
this? And he actually said population. He said, the world today is 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. If we do now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that perhaps by perhaps 10 or 15%. He literally is saying that 9 billion number can be lowered by 10 or 15. He didn't say you can give him the benefit of the doubt and say he's talking about growth, or you can be like, you know, he's just saying the population should be less.
I think he's talking about growth for sure.
But he doesn't say growth.
He didn't give a time frame either. Like 9 billion by when? Tomorrow or in 7 years or in 80 years? Like what the fuck is he talking about? So that's an out of context statement.
I think they want to just kill and sterilize people.
Well, some people do, but it's so dangerous.
Well, why Planned Parenthood? Why is Planned Parenthood giving testosterone and abortions?
I just think because they're a horrifically corrupt organization that doesn't care about the well-being of women. They see women as something that they can exploit for profit.
Yeah,
you brought $200 in, and they said, we're not even going to do your blood work. We'll give you the drugs that you asked for.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if it's about eugenics or whatever, but I genuinely think that they just see women as this population that they psychologically own. Like, they've instilled a fear and a hatred of your own body in so many women, and, like, it makes sense to me that they would just, you know, take advantage of another avenue where that's happening.
It seems like it's a self-correcting problem, though. Even if it's just a wild theory that they're eugenicists, the end result will be parents of trans kids will excise their genetics from the gene pool and they will cease to exist.
But I can't accept that, because someone like you, for example, were brainwashed in some sense. You were encouraged to adopt this lifestyle choice, which could have rendered you infertile. I wouldn't see that as problem solved if she became infertile.
To them, it would be. Their argument is, again, assuming they're legitimately eugenicists, the people who are resilient to these brainwashing techniques are going to have kids. You're not infertile.
Yeah.
So you resist it and you can have kids. That's
I also have a brother and he didn't do this, so.
But it's all simple math. If a population will have 100 babies over the span of 100 years, Bill Gates says he wants to reduce it by 15%. Okay, so a family with two kids, you only got to sterilize one of those kids, and you've cut their population expansion in half. So it still is a reduction in birth numbers.
I don't know if they need to go that. Again, I still really maintain that this is just them continuing their pattern of exploiting women and seeing them as, you know, for profit, basically things, objects.
Yeah. But my point is, if Planned Parenthood was started by a eugenicist who wanted good breeding and was racist, why would that have changed?
No, I don't think it has. Planned Parenthood, I mean, look, I mentioned this earlier. They target the black community.
And they're the ones giving out these sterilizing drugs to young people.
I think the point is, regardless of
what's the through line? What's the
No, threat? I hear you. I think my point is, regardless of what their stated intention is, regardless of what the intention of any specific person working at Planned Parenthood is, this is an organization which was founded for the purpose of eugenics, which is sterilizing people.
The problem is horizontal gene translation, which is different than vertical. Vertical is from parent to offspring. Horizontal is when your environment changes your genetics. And so if someone comes in with a mind virus, like, hey, everyone, hey, 13-year-old, you're actually a boy when you're a girl, then that's gonna spread. That's gonna change the genetics of our species, whether or not they have kids. The ideas can fuck us up too and make us better.
Well, I also want to mention something else. The left will constantly point to institutions that they argue had some origin in racist thought. And even if the institution operates in a completely racially neutral way today, they will argue that said organization is in fact racist because its foundations were. So, if Planned Parenthood was founded by a racist eugenicist who wanted to engage in ethnic hygiene and cleansing and have, you know, quote unquote undesirable populations eliminate themselves, and to this day, one of the genetic groups she saw as inferior is being targeted by her organization for abortions and contraceptives, what are we led to conclude?
Well, yeah, is this what Planned Parenthood always did? Did they always do abortions?
I don't think, well, they didn't do abortion prior to its legalization nationwide. In a number of places it didn't. I believe it was contraceptives at first, but
An organization that was founded by a racist eugenicist to reduce certain populations and encourage only good breeding to this day is still carrying out the exact same work, but they've kind of removed the ideological component. It's like, If somebody starts a fire and the fire is spreading and then that person dies and the fire is still there and people are like, well, you know, the fire's always been doing its thing and the fire's not bad. It's like that fire was started for these reasons and it is burning through the very, very thing this person was trying to destroy. Why would you now all of a sudden ignore what the purpose of the fire is? You know what I mean? Yeah. If the purpose of Planned Parenthood is eugenics, it is still carrying out the exact same mission from when it was started, and they predominantly put these things in minority neighborhoods. Yep. Why would you assume they're doing anything different than their stated mission?
Mm. I guess because Thomas Jefferson had slaves doesn't mean that everyone that comes after him and his government was a slaver.
No. Hold on. Thomas Jefferson helped set forth a nation that planted the seeds of liberty, which ended slavery. Margaret Sanger created an organization that stopped people from having kids and was a racist eugenicist, and the organization still stops people from having kids.
Yeah.
So a racist eugenicist says, I want this thing to stop, creates an organization, and to this day, they're still running that machine.
It would almost be like if to this day we still had slavery, we said, well, we're not doing it for racist reasons, though. Like Planned Parenthood right. is still sterilizing minority communities, but they're going, we're just not doing it for racist reasons.
Sterilize? Oh, yeah, I guess.
So yeah, well, they're doing everything they can to prevent them from procreating.
You see this viral video where a dad goes to a school, and he goes to the teacher, and it's an old black man, and he's like, which one do you put my grandson in a dress? Ooh. And the woman's like, you can't talk to me about this. You guys like, no, I'm talking to you right now. She goes, take it up with them. They's like, no, I'm talking to you.
Oh my.
If you put my kid in a dress again, we're going to have problems. And they's like, we're going to make you go viral. And the video went viral.
Woo. They said that to him?
He said to the teacher, we're going to make you go viral.
Oh, okay. Good for him. Good for him. I thought you were saying they were like threatening him with like, yes, let's show your best moment. Standing up for a child against perverts.
I don't know if the left is going to win in the long run.
I think having increasing the rate of population growth would also be considered eugenics. It's just like toying with the population.
No, that makes no sense because
it's not always about reducing.
Eugenics is only having good people breed. So if your argument is they take a bunch of Ubermensch and have 100 babies, that's still it doesn't matter how many babies they're having.
They take the semen from one fit man.
The issue is Margaret Sanger is preventing certain babies from existing to prevent them from staying in the gene pool.
But they also do like a woman can go get sperm at a sperm bank. Does Planned Parenthood do that stuff? I don't know much about the company.
What else do they offer besides hormones for kids and abortions?
So they've consistently lied about providing mammograms. This is actually interesting. They literally don't provide mammograms. They don't have a single mammogram machine at any of their clinics. For years, they said that they did. Their PR people said that they did. It's literally not true. They provide
the COVID-19 vaccine.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh,
abortion referrals, abortion, birth control, HIV, men's health, mental health, morning after pills, pregnancy tests, primary care. Yeah, there's no mammograms here.
Uh-uh. Transgender hormone therapy. They justified it because what they would do is like, I think they would tell women about other facilities that they could potentially go to get mammograms, but that's like saying that the Yellow Pages provides pizza. I'm not going to take credit for that analogy, basically. But it's the same thing. Like telling someone where they can go get something is not the same as providing it.
Mm-hmm. What's IUI, intrauterine insemination? That looks like a Planned Parenthood thing.
Is it?
That's when I looked it up. That's from their website.
That's like artificial insemination.
I didn't know.
So that's another type of eugenics where you take the fittest sperm and impregnate a bunch of women with it.
I looked up places where you can get transgender hormone therapy over the phone.
Oh. Yeah, they do that. Do that.
Wow. Over the phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like you just have a conversation?
You call them up and say, I want the drugs, and they'll be like, you got it. Yeah, that's it.
And so we did a video about this a while ago for Freedom Tunes. It was actually one of my first videos that really gained traction, but basically Planned Parenthood claims that abortion is only 3% of its services, but it's totally nonsensical. It's a dishonest way of looking at it.
They make you wear masks. You still gotta wear a mask if you want to go in and get your hormones.
It's something like it would be a larger percent of their services if they weighted equally. So if it's something, so for example, it's like 12% of women who are there for an abortion or consulting for an abortion, but what happens is they give for a pregnancy test, and now they didn't just give her an abortion as a service. They also gave her a pregnancy test. So now abortion goes from 12% of what they provide to 6% of what they provide.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they give her a condom. Now the abortion is only a third of what she was there for.
And if they give you a lollipop on your way out.
That's right.
Wow.
That's also a service. Like, they count every single individual thing as a service in that way to obfuscate the fact that they make a lot of money off of abortion.
Right. Hold on. Let me ask you, like, you were 18 when you got hormones.
Mm-hmm.
So I do think there's an issue if they're just willy-nilly giving them out. But what about the libertarian argument? I mean, adults can do what they want to do.
I agree with that to an extent, but I also think that there's a responsibility on the part of medical providers where it's like, you know, if you're a surgeon, what is your responsibility to your patient? Like if someone comes in, they're clearly mentally ill. They're clearly, you know, have a lot of issues. Is it ethical for that surgeon to just cut their balls off? Yeah, and does the government have some kind of responsibility to intervene in that like we do with other, you know, consumer protection?
That's what we were talking about last night, suicide. Like, suicide's illegal. I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing. Do you think – I mean, do you think
people – I think – well, I mean, I don't know about illegal because it's like, well, I mean, if you're already – what are they going to do? But I don't think we should support suicide just because someone wants to do it, you know? I think that's really, really wrong.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, so we sort of talked about this. I do believe it should be illegal. I think civil authorities have a reason to step in. And I also agree with you completely when you're saying that civil authorities have some interest and responsibility in ensuring that unnecessary medical procedures that could potentially destroy people's lives aren't performed on them.
Especially when it's like, there's no evidence that this helps people. Like, there's this like narrative that it's like, oh, there's detransitioners it didn't work for them, but for real trans people it works. And there's just no evidence of that. Like the only long-term evidence that we have into this is in it followed adult transsexuals for 30 years, and it still found that after all the surgeries were complete, they still had like 20 times the completed suicide rate of the general population. So it's
what about any other body dysmorphia? So I made this point
exactly.
To Jack Dorsey, like somebody, there are people who want to cut their limbs off because
trans ableists
or anorexia.
No, it's what is it called? General body dysmorphic disorder or something like that. You want to look it up? And there are people who are like, I need my fingers off. It's not part of my body. And they'll find ways to get amputated. So they'll crush their hand on purpose and then try and get it amputated. Should a doctor be, if someone walks into Planned Parenthood and says, I need my hand removed, they go, no, hacksaw right here.
Yeah. Exactly. And I mean, an even more, I think realistic example is anorexia. I mean, women with anorexia, like they genuinely feel like they really need to lose weight. Like they feel like their life will be worthless if they don't lose weight. Does that mean that their doctors help them do that? No.
Yeah, well, and I'll go further. For anyone who argues that Tim's point about someone cutting their arm off is hyperbolic or their hand off is hyperbolic or an unfair comparison, just ask yourself this question. As an adult right now, if you had to have one unfortunate incident happen in your past as a child and you're a man, would you rather a doctor had cut one of your hands off because you said you didn't want that hand, or would you rather they put you on hormones that prevented you from developing sexually and so you never... You literally never ended up developing normal, healthy adult genitalia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Look at this. Understanding the rare condition that makes people want to amputate their own limbs. What's the difference between cutting your leg off and cutting your balls off?
I mean, someone who cut their leg off can still reproduce and have children.
Yeah, yeah. True.
My body, my choice right here. Look at this. What is it?
I said
CNN. Like in the article, that's what they promote.
There's body dysmorphic disorder, which is where the appearance is, they feel like a part of their body is severely flawed, wants it hidden or fixed. And then there's also trans ableism, which is the desire to acquire a disability through choice.
Look at this.
Rather than happenstance.
There's a website for body integrity dysphoria where people can go and get support to have their legs and limbs removed. And it encourages them. And
something's going on with humanity.
How can you call that body integrity? What are they saying?
Look at this. No, no,
oh, no.
Hold on. Stop.
Sorry.
Yeah. CNN is justifying this. May 7th, 2020, they say, those with BID have less brain connectivity in specific areas. We show clear associations between a mental state and changes in brain structure and functionality. They are setting up the stage for people to cut their limbs off.
Well, I want to know why. What's going on with the brain? How deep do they go?
It's bullshit.
Well, and again, like, I'm serious. If you ask most men, would you rather lose your shin or your foot and have that cut off, or would you rather have your genitals cut off?
Most guys would probably go with the
foot. It's not even a question. Yeah. Yes, cut my foot off. I would like to be able to. No, I'm serious. I'd like to be able to have a family. I would like to be able to get married and have a wife someday and have children.
But a lot of people want to run. For a living. You know, they want to be runners and walkers, so they might cut their nuts off. I don't know.
How are you going to be a runner if you don't have any hormones like coursing through your body that are building your muscles and your bones and everything?
Yeah. And the artificial hormones are not the same.
Good point.
Yeah.
The same.
Yeah.
Yep. Everyone has to make balls. That decision on their own.
Need your balls.
I think something's changing people, man, whether it's Wi-Fi or fucking phthalates in the water supply.
All of the above.
High fructose corn syrup and aspartame, this
So their brains are getting warped, and then they want to like remove a piece of them because they
hurt.
But
some people aren't. And so the end result of this is a eugenicist's wet dream. Hmm. Some people are susceptible to the things that sterilize them or destroy their bodies, and some people aren't, and the end result is a stronger population.
Well, Ian, you made a really good point earlier about the fact that there are a lot of young people who are confused because of how confusing the world is today, and so they become very depressed. They feel that something's missing, and then these people basically step in and say, oh, what's missing is you're actually in the wrong body, and you're dysphoric. And
I would have been totally susceptible to that at the age of 12. When I was crying in my bed and my mom's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just crying, you know? Like, people were like, it's because you were girl. I was an actor.
Exactly.
I was a creator. You know, I like to, I'll play a girl on stage. It's fun.
And that's the thing with these kids. Like, there's a common personality type of these kids who like get involved in this. And it's like the creative types. It's the sensitive people. Which is really unfortunate to me because I think those people have a lot to offer the world.
Yeah. Like great acting.
Yeah.
Good actors, man.
Yeah. Or art or music or writing, whatever. But instead, like, they're coping with the fact that somebody cut their balls off at 18.
Mm-hmm. God damn it.
So yes. I just got a notification, and the Mises Caucus guys posted a meme of me.
Hell yes.
And it says, quote, I remember the Ron Paul era, and I didn't agree with a lot of his moral positions, but I did agree with him saying he wants to leave me alone. I'll take the guy who's going to leave me alone, because we can disagree on everything, but then he agrees to leave me alone. I think that's great. I do think that's great, and I think it's relevant to a lot of what we're talking about, you know.
To some extent, though, I mean, as you and I agree, there is some role for the state to step in. I would absolutely make it illegal for doctors to remove people's genitals, just as it's illegal for them to remove someone's arm or leg if they feel that that shouldn't be attached to their body.
Yep.
It's tough, though, because what if someone, testicular cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gotta cut your balls off.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very different scenario. We're talking about healthy organs.
No, I understand, but does that mean the doctor has to provide documentation to the state to verify the cancer?
No, but in the same way that it would be illegal for a doctor to just cut a healthy person's arm off just because they said they wanted to, a doctor can still remove a tumor from somebody's arm.
Right. Yeah, it's really, really weird legal questions. Like, what if you go to the doctor and the doctor's like, you have prostate cancer, so I'm going to remove your prostate and you'll be impotent for the rest of your life. Ugh. And then you do it. And then the doctor was right. But then you say, you know what? I'm suing you anyway. And I'm going to file charges saying you severed my prostate. Like, is the state going to have to investigate whether it was a legitimate procedure? And how do you prove it was legitimate unless they like give them the prostate?
Do things like that happen?
I'm just saying, like, let's say someone goes to the hospital. The doctor's like, you have skin cancer and we got to cut off the skin in your hand. Then they do, and then you're like, oh, I didn't have skin cancer. He lied and cut my skin off. He attacked me. Like, what happens?
I mean, I think if it were the case that you could prove that a doctor was malicious and lied about you having some disease to operate on you, you would have a lawsuit there. I don't know how often
medical,
that happens.
Medical malpractice suits happen over all sorts of stuff all the time.
Yeah. Whether there are cases of a doctor deciding they want to remove some part because they're a sick person, I haven't heard of anything like
Seamus,
that. But, you know, there are sociopaths out there. Yeah, the transgender thing, exactly.
The only thing that matters, none of the laws matter. The only thing that matters is our culture is sick. That's it.
Yeah.
I think there's osteopathic truth in that. Medicine, this is kind of invented like 100 years ago. And it's the idea that if you have a sick organ, you cut it out, get rid of it. As opposed to figure out why it's not working right and try and treat the underlying cause, which is like diet. A lot of times it's diet. Pharmaceutical companies make so much money off of pumping people with medicine and surgeries.
And keeping people sick. Like, they're all collaborated with the food industry and everything.
Yeah, they can't make money if people aren't sick. That's insane. It's an incentive to make people sick.
Yep. Cultural enforcement. These things weren't issues because our culture said some things were wrong. Like, why don't we have corruption? In Russia, you're speeding. You get pulled over. You throw some money at the cop, he leaves you alone. You do that in the U.S., you're getting arrested. Why is it that cops in the U.S. will arrest you if you try to bribe them, but not in Russia? Culture. In our culture, people are like, nah, fuck that. I don't want to do that. That's wrong. We can't do that. South America ain't nothing but bribery because their culture tolerates it. It's acceptable to them.
Do you think some of that is cracked on, though? Because I have heard stories from people who have said that, like, on the South Side back in the 70s and 80s, people did bribe cops pretty often.
Yeah, but it's not really that, bro.
Not here. No, I hear what you're saying on the level of these other countries. But
no,
I'm saying, like, nowadays, I agree with you that nowadays, like, people don't think, unless they're at an insanely high level, to go, like, I'm going to slip this cop a 20 and he won't give me a parking ticket or something. Whereas,
well, you gotta be
I think back in
it.
The 70s, that might be more of a common thing.
Like, if you're a rich guy, you don't say to a cop, let me slip you a $100 bill. You say, how would you like a job working in the private sector?
unrelated to whatever is going on. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you're going to get a guy at $50 an hour is going to be like, I'll take it. But regardless, my point is, it doesn't matter what the law says. So I'm looking at all these precedents on, like, the Civil Rights Act is really fascinating because it does ban the men's room and the women's room outright. You cannot discriminate on the basis of sex. So how can you maintain a gender segregated bathroom facility? Anybody should be allowed to use them. You can't tell them no. Well, culturally, we are like, oh, but we don't mean that. So when they were like, hey, you can't have a white and black bathroom, everyone were like, oh, okay, yeah, you shouldn't be able to discriminate on the basis of race with bathrooms and national origin and sex and all that stuff. And they went, got it. And they got rid of the race bathrooms and kept the sex bathrooms.
So if you went into a woman's bathroom and you're like, my civil rights, and they're like, get the fuck out of there. And you're like, civil rights. They'd be like, okay, we're arresting you for disgruntled behaving in the public or something, but not for...
So go back in time to when they passed the Civil Rights Act and you can't discriminate. As a man walking into a woman's bathroom, you get your ass beat, and then the cops laugh at you, and the judge says, get the fuck out of my courtroom. Do it today, yeah, and you will win $250,000.
Yes.
Cultural enforcement. The law didn't change. The culture and what it tolerates changed. So the law can say whatever the fuck it wants.
That's my concern about the whole abortion thing. Well, I mean, of course it's going to be a big deal, but I don't think it's as big of a deal as people are making it out to be.
But I do feel that, like, the, you know, the truth faction, the freedom faction, I don't know what the fuck you call it.
What do they do?
Well, like, the faction of people who believe in facts and mm-hmm. believe in liberty and logic. The logic.
Constitutional.
Well, logic and emotion. Thing, right? Like, even though we don't all agree on quite a lot, when we talk about these cases, I can't think of an instance where there have been like a few here and there, but for the most part, we generally agree on the facts of what happened.
Well, my thing with you, I like you. I trust you. I don't agree with you about shit.
Yeah,
no one's ever going to be like, yes, we are sinner. We are synonymous. We are Borg. That doesn't matter.
But the issue is,
I feel like with you and I, like, if I tell you a fact or you tell me a fact, even if I don't agree with your view on it, I'll be like, yeah, that's true. You know? Whereas I think you make a good point about how, like, on the other side of the aisle, there are people that'll literally just be like, no, actually, the Michael Brown case is,
right,
you know, it was a travesty and he did have his hands up and then he said don't shoot and the cop shot him for
like,
no reason.
Like, we had Hunter Avalon on the show and I said, look, Joe Biden said, if you don't fire the prosecutor, you're not getting $1 billion. And he went, that never happened,
dude.
And I was like, yeah, it did. And he's like, no, it didn't. I'm like, all right, bro, here we go. And I pulled up the videos and he watched them. He was like, oh.
I find finding out a fact that you didn't know is a very valuable opportunity, and it's the basis of the scientific method. Constantly trying to disprove your own idea.
The emotion people don't follow logic. So that's why when I'm like, would you like to come on the show? They go, yeah, fuck you, you fucking loser. You're so dumb. And I'm like, okay, I guess. And we're all shocked by it. Like, why won't they come on the show and debate? It's because they don't have anything to debate. It's fire. That's what it is. Fire doesn't debate water. It just burns shit down. The fire avoids going into the water.
It's the wind. That's how fire and water find a common ground. It's the wind. The moisture in the air pushing the waves of flame.
I think ultimately, whatever we are winning. And that is, look, my attitude on trans stuff for the most part, I don't have a strong position on SRS, like bottom surgery and top surgery, like surgery stuff. I think adults can live the lives they want to lead the lives they want to live. So like Blair White, more power to Blair, you know, she wants to be trans, take hormones and stuff. I'm not going to get involved in that. But I think the issue is when they go after kids.
Yeah.
I think that becomes more of an issue. But my question is, so would you be okay with someone amputating their arm or leg because they felt that they shouldn't have it?
That's a tough question, man.
It's similar to the suicide question.
Suicide, it is, right. But the issue is the grading, because suicide for me is an absolute no. Like, if someone's suicidal, we help them not be suicidal. If somebody wants to pierce their tongue, I don't give a shit. Somebody wants to modify, like, fork their tongue, I also don't give a shit. You ever see tongue forking?
Yeah.
They split down the middle, and you can actually, like, move it around. It's crazy. And if somebody, you know, wants to do, like, there's like to varying degrees of body modification we accept and don't care about. But then amputation is where we're like, whoa, now you've gone too far. But
yeah,
people can live their lives as long as not hurting other people. I'm kind of okay with it when they're going. So if someone goes to a child and starts grooming them, they're hurting other people. You know, if a person wants to dye their skin green or whatever. I'm like,
and if someone cuts off their arms and then they make a YouTube video and they're like, I cut off my arms, I feel I'm good, and they have 1,000 subscribers that are like 14-year-olds, they're basically teaching 14-year-olds to cut off their arms.
Yep.
And especially if what YouTube does is they come in and say anyone who says they regret losing their arms has their channel banned and we delete their videos and don't promote that
message. Don't even say arms, say balls.
Yeah.
But literally, videos of people like, I cut my balls off and I'm happy, and the people who are like, I cut my balls off and are sad get banned.
Yeah. It's you know, you raise a point about body modification. And I believe it's on a spectrum here, right? So I don't think it's good for a person to split their tongue, but that is not going to place you at the same level of culpability for participating in that as like cutting off someone's arm or cutting off someone's genitals.
It's tough, man.
Removing something is different than modifying it. If you modify it, it's still there. So let's get that straight.
Well,
that's fun. No, I mean, I believe that even if someone wants you to destroy them or part of them, you still can't do it.
Yeah, is it the right thing to do? Like, people can do all sorts of stuff, but it's like, is it right, though?
And then the question is, at what point can there be, you know, legal consequences under the current paradigm? Obviously, that's something which we unfortunately allow, but I wonder if it could be the case that years from now, people will say, look, I had a mental illness, and you performed a surgery on me that I only said I wanted because I was sick and you were the doctor. It was your responsibility to help me. And instead, you sliced my genitalia up completely unable to ever function again.
Have you considered suing Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, I have. I have considered it.
Oh, are you going to, what's going on? Are you going to do it?
I wouldn't dissuade you.
Yeah, it's just difficult. It's not, I mean, they have you sign a liability thing that says like, if I ever regret this, it's not Planned Parenthood's fault.
But did you tell them that you were depressed?
Yeah.
So you have depression is a state of mind where you can't legally enter into contracts.
Interesting. Wow. Also, interesting. Didn't you say they failed to do your blood work? Are they not legally required?
Yeah, they did. I mean, I've been talking to a lawyer, but I'm saying that I don't have any like concrete plans.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't
right
talk
now.
Too much about it. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah.
So if you're declared mentally incompetent, contracts are void. I wonder if depression could qualify, but I wonder if you could make it voidable. It has long been established that a contract is voidable by a person who, due to mental illness or defect, lacked the capacity to contract at the time of entering the agreement. I'd argue that you were severely depressed and that they exploited you to take money from you and give you a treatment without proper medical care.
Yeah.
And that the liability waiver is void because... And they knew you were depressed. You told them you were depressed.
Yeah.
And they tried to get you to sign an agreement anyway.
I told them I was suicidal.
Oh, that right there. So suicidal, I think, is clearly nullifies contracts.
It says it right in my medical records. It's actually sad when you go back and read it. It's like, he says that he's suicidal, but that will change after he takes testosterone.
Dude, I think you should sue.
If that company gets sued once, it's going to get sued into oblivion.
Yeah.
I'll say this. If you announced you were suing... you'd have $10 billion behind you. Like, every right-wing group would be like, blank check, here you go.
End Planned Parenthood, yeah.
Well, it wouldn't, I mean, right, it's political, so they'd want to do everything. For a lot of people, it would be like, this is a vector to dealing with abortion.
Mm.
But I think what ultimately might end up happening is you just end up with $10 million cash from Planned Parenthood who settles with you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'd have to, like, reject a settlement and take it to the Supreme Court to get them to end transgender hormone therapies.
Yeah.
You really could do a lot of good.
Yeah. I have been talking to
someone. Oh, no. Good for you. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Yeah. Awesome.
Fun. Helena, thanks for coming. It's been a blast.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, seriously. This was great.
Thank you. Yeah.
And everybody as members, thank you for making all of this possible. Look forward to some fun, exciting stuff. We might have an announcement coming up at the end of this week. I've been waiting. We always have to delay these things, but some cool stuff's happening soon. Thanks for hanging out, and we'll see you all next time.